Welcome back to the Deep Dive. It is March 2026, and honestly, the world looks a little different than it did even a year ago.
Yeah, drastically different.
Especially if you are working in healthcare, or, I mean, frankly, if you are just a patient with a medical record, which I assume is pretty much everyone listening.
Right, it affects all of us.
Exactly. We are looking at a landscape today that has really just shifted beneath our feet. And to understand it, we're unpacking a highly strategic report from the cybersecurity and compliance firm, Technegium.
And it is a heavy one. It's titled Top 5 Ransomware Threats Facing Orange County Healthcare in 2026.
Yeah.
And I know, when you hear Orange County, you might immediately think, oh, this is just a local story.
Okay.
But as we went through this material, it became obvious that while the data is heavily localized, looking at places like Irvine, Newport Beach, Santa Ana, the reality of it is global. I mean, this isn't just a report, it's really a blueprint of a siege.
A siege is the perfect word for it. And before we get into the specific bad actors here, and there are some truly scary ones in this report, we need to set the stage on why this is happening.
Right.
The report makes a very firm point that healthcare is currently the sector most targeted by ransomware globally.
Yeah, it's
We're
wild.
talking about more than 1 in 5 attacks hitting this specific industry. So our mission today is to unpack these 5 threats and figure out why here? Why now? Why are hackers so obsessed with doctors' offices?
Well, it comes down to cold, hard economics. Always does, right? The
Always.
report lays out the black market valuation of data, and this was the part that really clicked for me, honestly. I think a lot of people still assume hackers are hunting for credit card numbers.
Right, the classic fraud model.
Exactly. Quick cash, buy some electronics online, move on.
You get a notification, you cancel the card, life goes on.
Right, but that is yesterday's war. Technegium points out that a stolen credit card number on the dark web acts like a perishable good.
Perishable.
Yeah, as soon as you cancel the card, the value just drops to zero. It's worth peanuts. But a single stolen medical record that is now trading between $250 and $1,000 per record.
That is just a massive multiplier.
It's 10 times the value of financial data.
Wow.
Because think about what is actually in your medical file. It's not just a number. It's your social security, your physical address, your insurance policy info, your ailment history.
A family history.
Yes, you can't just cancel your medical history. It is a permanent identity kit.
So for the criminal, it's basically a long-term investment. They can use that data for years.
Exactly. It allows for years of identity theft, insurance fraud, highly targeted phishing. That creates a massive incentive on the demand side.
And where there is demand, supply will follow.
You got it. That is why the target on healthcare's back has grown so large in 2026. It is simply the most profitable inventory to steal.
So let's look at the cost of this complacency, because the numbers in the report are, frankly, eye-watering. We are ending 2026 with projections that the average cost of a healthcare data breach is going to surpass $12 million.
12 million, and that is per incident.
That is an existential threat for a
Oh,
business.
absolutely.
I mean, if you are a massive hospital network, maybe you absorb that. But Technegium is flagging a very specific vulnerability in Orange County. We aren't just talking about the giants here. We're talking about the 92618 zip code in Irvine.
The Spectrum area.
Right. And the medical corridors in Newport Beach.
Yeah, the ecosystem there is unique. You have a high density of independent practices, plastic surgeons, specialized dental offices, concierge medicine, billing companies.
Small to mid-sized businesses.
Exactly. These aren't faceless corporations. For them, a $12 million hit, or even the low-end estimate of $200,000 to $500,000, is a business-ending event.
And the frequency of these hits is ramping up. The report notes that 67% of healthcare organizations were hit by ransomware in 2024.
Which nearly doubled from 2021.
Right. And by mid-2025, more than half had been hit again.
It's becoming cyclical. It's not a lightning strike anymore. It's more like a tax.
A very expensive illegal tax.
Exactly. And the mechanism has changed, which is really the first big takeaway from the report.
Okay.
The old mental image of ransomware is, oh no, my screen is red. I can't open my files.
The lockout model. Pay to get your files back.
Correct. But in 2026, that is almost secondary. The report highlights that in 96% of attacks now, there is data exfiltration before the encryption even happens.
So they steal the data first. So
Yes.
it's a robbery first and a hostage situation second.
Precisely. Even if you have the best backups in the world and you can restore your systems in an hour, they still have your patient's secrets.
Yeah.
That leverage is what we are going to talk about a bit later.
Okay, so we have the why and the what. Let's break down the who. Technegium outlines 5 specific threats facing these practices. Threat number 1 is a group called Quillen.
Quillen, Sounds mythical.
It does, but the damage is very real. The report calls them the apex predator of the 2026 landscape.
Yeah, they really took over.
In 2025, they actually surpassed Lockbit to become the most prolific group out there. Their victim count went up by 578% year over year.
That's just an absurd growth curve.
How does a criminal organization scale almost 600% in a single year?
Well, by not being a traditional group, they operate on a RANSES model. That's ransomware as a service.
It sounds like legitimate software jargon, like SaaS.
It's completely intentional. Think of Quillen like a franchise, like a fast food giant, but of the underworld.
Okay, I like that analogy.
Right, so the core developers write the malicious code, the locker, the encryption engine, they maintain the payment portals, then they recruit affiliates.
Independent contractors.
Exactly. These affiliates are the ones who do the actual hacking.
So the affiliates are the ones breaking down the door.
Yes. And this is why it is so dangerous for a place like Orange County. You aren't fighting one single methodology. One affiliate might be a genius at social engineering and making phone calls. Another might be a wizard at finding open ports on a server. Quillen provides the weapon, but the affiliate chooses how to aim it.
That makes defense incredibly difficult. You're basically defending against a hydra.
You are. And the report mentions specific hits of PolymMD, which affected over 600,000 patients, and Covenant Health. Massive disruptions.
Huge targets.
But for the smaller practices in OC, the threat is that these affiliates are actively looking for soft targets. They know that a small specialist in Newport Beach might rely on a general IT provider.
Like a fix-it guy who comes in once a week.
Exactly. The guy who fixes the printer and also secures the firewall.
Right.
Quillen eats generalists for breakfast. If your defense isn't specialized for healthcare and doesn't understand the specific attack vectors these affiliates use, they will get in.
Which leads us directly to threat number two. And this is something that feels like it just shifted overnight.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we've talked about phishing for years. You know, don't click the link from the Nigerian prince. Don't open the attachment from the unknown sender.
The typo era. We used to just look for bad spelling.
Exactly. But Technegian is flagging AI-enhanced phishing as a total game changer for 2026.
The days of bad grammar are entirely gone.
Completely gone.
This is where the large language models come in. The report details how attackers are now using AI to autonomously research targets.
Autonomously. So nobody is actually sitting in a basement typing these out.
No. The AI scrapes LinkedIn, it scrapes the practice's website, maybe it finds a public vendor list. It constructs an email that looks completely indistinguishable from a legitimate communication.
Wow.
It mimics the tone, the terminology, the specific formatting of a Blue Cross claim or a referring doctor's note.
That is terrifying because of the workflow in a medical office. I'm thinking about the front desk right now.
That's the vulnerability. In the industry, it's called operational tempo.
Right. The phone's ringing. Three people are standing at the counter. The doctor's asking for a file. The staff is trained to be fast.
And efficiency is the enemy of security in this context. If an email pops up regarding a denied claim for patient Smith, and it references the correct insurance codes and the correct date of service.
Which the AI found somewhere.
Exactly. Maybe from a previous minor breach or public data. The staff member is going to click it. They aren't being negligent. They are just trying to do their job.
The report says 37% of healthcare organizations reported AI-driven threats, forcing them to upgrade their defenses in 2025.
It's a massive wave.
It feels like we are in an arms race. Yeah. Or the other side just got a massive upgrade in firepower.
We are. And the defense can't just be, oh, we'll train our staff better.
Right. You can't out-train this.
You really can't. You cannot train a human to spot a deception that is mathematically perfect. You need technology to fight technology.
Let's move to threat number three, because this one makes me feel like you can do everything right and still lose.
The supply chain.
Yes. Supply chain attacks. The report calls it the domino effect.
This is huge for the Irvine and Newport ecosystem. Healthcare is inherently interconnected. No practice is an island.
Right. You use a billing vendor, a cloud provider for your electronic health records, an imaging center for x-rays.
And those are your supply chain. In HIPAA terms, they are your business associates.
Okay.
The report highlights that attackers are increasingly ignoring the front door of the medical practice entirely.
Because why bother?
Exactly. Why spend weeks trying to hack a single dentist when you can hack the managed service provider that handles IT for 500 dentists?
It's leverage again. You hack the hub, you get all the spokes.
You got it. The report references the Change Healthcare breach from 2024. That was a watershed moment.
Yeah, that paralyzed payments across across the whole nation.
But on a local level, the risk is that a practice in the 92618 zip code might have a perfectly secure firewall, but their billing vendor in Santa Ana does not.
And the attackers ride that connection.
They do. They compromise the vendor, and because that vendor has trusted access to the practice's network to do their job, the malware slides right in. The report notes a 30% increase in attacks on these business associates in 2025 alone.
The scary part for me is the defensive gap the report mentions. Most doctors have absolutely no idea what their vendors are doing security-wise.
Zero visibility. It's a total blind spot.
Yeah.
You assume your vendors are secure because they are professionals, but unless you are actively auditing them, you are just hoping. And in 2026, hope is not a strategy.
Speaking of hope, let's talk about threat number four.
Okay.
Because this one is less about sophisticated AI and more about bull clutter. Legacy system.
The low-hanging fruit.
This is the stuff that's sitting in the server closet gathering dust. Why is this still such a huge problem today?
It's the nature of healthcare capital cycles. Look, if you buy an MRI machine or a specialized diagnostic tool, that is a $1 million investment.
Sure.
You expect it to last 10, 15 years, but the computer attached to it, the Windows version running the interface,
that goes obsolete in 5 years.
Exactly. So you have a $1 million machine running on Windows Server 2012. Or worse.
And you can't just update it.
No, because the MRI manufacturer hasn't certified the new software. If you update the OS, the machine might break. So it just sits there, unpatched, vulnerable.
And the report says the hackers have automated tools sweeping for exactly this.
That's the key. It's not personal. They're running automated scripts that just scan IP addresses in medical districts.
Like the Spectrum area in Irvine.
Right. Looking for the specific digital signature of these old systems.
Now, there was a technical term in the report that I want you to unpack for us. Disabled volume shadow copies.
Yes.
Sounds super obscure, but the report flagged it as a critical failure.
It's a really vital concept. Volume shadow copy is a built-in feature in Windows. Think of it as a local time machine.
Yeah.
It takes snapshots of your files while you work. If you accidentally delete a file, you can use the shadow copy to restore it.
So it's a very basic local backup.
It's the first line of defense. And what ransomware does specifically, these new strains from groups like Quillen, is they hunt for this feature immediately.
Before they do anything else.
Yes. The very first thing the virus does is turn off the shadow copies and delete the old snapshots.
So they basically cut the safety net before they push you off the ledge.
That is a perfect way to put it. The report found that in thousands of devices, this feature was either already disabled by bad configuration or was easily accessible to the malware.
Wow.
If you lose those shadow copies, you can't do a quick restore. You are stuck dealing with the encryption.
That brings us to threat number five. And honestly, this is the one that keeps me up at night.
Yeah, this is the heavy one.
We've talked about stealing data. We've talked about locking computers. But this is double and triple extortion.
This is the escalation that fundamentally changes the psychological game of ransomware.
Walk us through the steps here.
Step one is standard. Encryption. Your business stops. You can't book appointments. You can't view charts.
The lockout.
Right. Step two is double extortion. They prove they stole your data and threaten to leak it on the dark web if you don't pay.
Which is bad enough.
But step three, triple extortion. That is pure harassment.
Yeah.
That is weaponizing the people you're supposed to protect. The attackers stop talking to the doctor and they start talking directly to the patients.
That is incredibly violating.
Imagine you are a patient in Newport Beach. High net worth. You really value your privacy.
Sir?
You get a direct email or phone call from a criminal group. They say, we have your psychiatric notes. We have your plastic surgery records. Your doctor is too cheap to pay the ransom to protect you. Call them and tell them to pay or we publish everything.
It turns the patient base into an angry mob against the practice.
It destroys the trust instantly. And the report mentions another angle to this. They threaten to report the practice to the regulator.
The OCR. The Office for Civil Rights.
Yes. The criminals will actually tip off the federal government to trigger a HIPAA investigation into the breach that they themselves caused.
It is diabolical.
It creates a pressure cooker. You have patients screaming, regulators knocking on the door, and all your systems are offline. The attackers know that if they squeeze hard enough, the doctor will pay just to make the noise stop.
It's brutal efficiency. But I want to pivot here.
Good idea.
Because we have painted a very grim picture of 2026.
Very grim.
But the purpose of this deep dive isn't to induce panic. It's to induce action. Technedian's report actively outlines a defense strategy, defending the fortress.
And the good news is, defense is entirely possible. It's not magic, it's discipline.
The first pillar they mention is immutable backups. We hear this word immutable a lot in the crypto space, but what does it mean here?
It means unchangeable. In a ransomware context, it means a backup that is mathematically locked.
Okay.
Even if I have the master admin password to your server, I cannot delete or encrypt that specific backup file until a set amount of time has passed.
So it's totally isolated.
Exactly. It's often air-gapped or stored in a cloud bucket with what's called object lock.
So if Quillen gets in and burns everything to the ground,
you have a fireproof safe in the basement that they literally cannot touch. You can restore your entire business from that. It saves you from the encryption threat.
But it doesn't save you from the data theft, right?
No.
Because they still have the files they exfiltrated.
Correct. That is why you need the second layer, the SOC, the Security Operations Center.
This is the human element that the report emphasizes so much.
We talked about how Quillen uses human affiliates, right?
Right.
You cannot fight human ingenuity with just a piece of firewall software. You need human eyes on the glass. A SOC is a team of security analysts monitoring your network 24/7.
What are they actually looking for, though?
Anomalies. If a receptionist's computer starts trying to access the main server at 3 in the morning, a piece of automated software might miss that or just log it.
But a human sees it.
A human analyst says, wait, why is Susan logging in at 3 a.m.? And why is she downloading 50 gigabytes of data? They can physically cut the connection before the data leaves the building.
That's the difference between detection and prevention. Then there's the supply chain issue.
Mm-hmm.
Vendor risk management. Honestly, this sounds like homework.
It is absolutely homework, but you have to do it. You have to audit your vendors. You need to enforce business associate agreements, BAAs.
Right.
And technically, you need to limit their access. Ask yourself, does the billing company need admin rights to your entire network?
Probably not.
Then don't give it to them. It's called least privilege access. It limits the blast radius if they get hacked.
Now, there was one insight in the report that I found really clarifying. It connects all this technical stuff back to the law. A lot of doctors view IPA as just paperwork, red tape.
A total nuisance.
Right. But the report argues that IPA compliance actually is ransomware defense.
It's a super dangerous misconception to think they're separate things. If you look at the security rule in IPA, what does it ask for?
Access controls.
Yes. It asks for encryption. It asks for access controls. It asks for audit logs, risk assessments.
Right.
These are the exact same technical controls that stop Quillen in its tracks.
So if you are truly compliant, not just checking boxes on a clipboard, but actually doing the work, you are secure.
You are 90% of the way there, easily. Compliance isn't just about avoiding a fine from the government. It's about structural integrity.
Finally, I want to address the obscurity defense. The report brings this up as a specific fallacy for the smaller practices. The mindset of, I'm just a dentist in Santa Ana. I'm too small to matter.
The report destroys this idea completely. We go back to those automated scanners.
The bots.
Right. The bot that is scanning the internet for unpatched servers doesn't know or care if you are a local dentist or a multinational court. It just sees an open door.
It's an entirely opportunistic crime.
And in many ways, the small practices are actually more attractive. The big hospitals have massive security budgets. The small practice in Irvine has a fix-it guy.
Right.
To a predator, that is the low-hanging fruit. You aren't safe because you're small. You're vulnerable because you're small.
So pulling this all together, we are looking at a landscape in 2026 where ransomware is basically a statistical certainty. It's just part of the weather now.
It is. The attacks are smarter because of AI. They are broader because of supply chain tactics.
Yeah.
And they are infinitely more vicious because of triple extortion.
It sounds overwhelming, but the path forward seems to be about shifting the mindset.
It's about moving from hoping it won't happen to monitoring for when it starts.
Mm-hmm.
It is accepting that the cost of defense, the SOC, the immutable backups, the audits, is a fraction of the cost of the breach.
I want to leave our listeners with a thought that really stuck with me from this analysis. We talk a lot about data and servers and millions of dollars, but the real casualty in this trickle extortion era seems to be something much more fragile.
It's trust.
Exactly.
Think about the relationship you have with your doctor. You tell them things you don't even tell your spouse. You trust them with your life, literally.
Yeah.
When a hacker calls a patient and says, we have your secrets because your doctor didn't protect them, that bond is just completely severed.
And you can't restore that from a backup tape.
No. You can buy new servers, you can pay the regulatory fines, you can even rebrand the entire clinic. But can a medical practice ever truly recover the deep trust of a community once it has been weaponized against them? That is the real risk here.
That is the question every single healthcare leader needs to ask themselves tonight. It's not just about protecting computers, it's about protecting the sacred bond of medicine.
Couldn't have said it better.
That is it for this deep dive into the 2026 ransomware landscape. Big thanks to the insights from the Technasian Report. Stay safe, stay informed, and really go check those backups. We'll see you next time.